doesn't matter who you sell them to, and then just, you know, business is business. It gets getting all these tariffs, it's getting all a little bit messy, isn't it? I just sometimes shake my head at things that are going on around the world, and you're just like, we just want to trade with each other. What's wrong? If you've got some goods to sell, and, you know, and I'm willing to pay your price, just, I don't know. Anyway, back to you.
Well, as I like to say here on the Canada Hub, we try to avoid politics. But I'll make a brief statement and say this. We have really great U.S. friends on this network, and a lot of respect and camaraderie between our U.S. Hams and Canada, and it's great. I love that. And just because there's a half dozen people in the world making life difficult for the rest of us, right? It's frustrating, but for those of us that just enjoy proper friendship and camaraderie, ham radio bridges a lot of gaps, and I think that's really, really a good example of finding the commonalities between people. We should do more of that. So there you go. That's my grand speech, and now I'm being a hypocrite because I tell people don't discuss politics on this network because I don't want it to be divisive. I want it to be a place where we focus on ham radio. But there you go. At least what I'm saying, I think is positive. Yeah, it's funny. Well, I'm 60 years old next month, and or in 2 months, and so I've been here 51 years. So yes, my accent would go. But I tell you this, if I'm in the UK, the accent comes back in about a week, and everybody thinks I'm a local. So it's something about how that wiring in the brain works when you're, you know, young. And I get teased every now and then because I say things when I'm around my parents, and that people go, oh boy, you speak funny. But then that's when I'm here with my parents, you know. So you drove me to it. I just came back actually from the UK. We spent much of May in the area, visiting friends and family out in the Cotswolds and Berkshire, and then up to Scotland, where I have an aunt, an uncle, and some cousins. And I have to say, it was an absolutely lovely time. But the thing that I noticed that's different on this trip. It used to be once you left London, everything got a lot cheaper. But now I'm in the middle of nowhere in Scotland and nowhere in the Cotswolds, and you know, a cup of coffee costs, you know, £2.50 or something, and you think, "Oh my goodness!" I remember when, and I sound old. I remember when a pint of beer went to £1, and everybody was shocked. Oh, somebody's at my door. Oh, I totally forgot. I've got to take care of a neighbor here. Okay, you guys carry on. I got to run. B7NZ.
Have a station break in there. Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey Hotel Oscar. Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey Hotel Oscar. Go ahead, you're part of the round table there. Give us 2 cents for your wisdom.
Look, I'm getting in. I'm doing a little testing on EchoLink. I didn't mean to break in like that, but the field triggered the transmit, so. Hello to everyone. I'm currently talking to you through the 14682 Winchester, Virginia repeater, and coming in through EchoLink. So I just tuned everything in, and we're trying it. I'm coming in via RF from the HP to the repeater, back to the node RF, and back into you people. So I'm glad to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, very good there, Paul. You're a little bit broken up, a little bit of packet loss there. You're a little bit on the loud side, but we copied 90% of that. If you want to come back there, Paul, just give us a location, and then we'll send it back to Rick. And a message for you there, Rick, perhaps it's not your EchoLink, perhaps it's your main telephone that... the speaker is turned down on your telephone, so it may not be the EchoLink. It may be just your phone. The microphone is turned down on your phone, so maybe check that out. Okay, back to you there, Paul. Give us a location where you're at. Over.
PSL, I'm in Winchester, Virginia. In a little place called Mountain Falls.
Hey, back.
Falls, Virginia. I'm not seeing it there. Now I'm seeing the trans. Down a little bit. And once I get the trans, I can see where I'm.
Okay, Paul, I hope I left enough of a pause there. Let's just leave another 4-second pause, and I'll come right back to you there, Paul. Over. Yeah, Paul, try go to your settings and try to change your proxy. Try to change your proxy settings, and then come back, and you'll probably get a better option. Anyway, try that. So we'll send it back to Peter. 2 Echo 0, India Papa Uniform. Welcome to the round table. The name here is Emil, by the way. Echo Mike India Lima. I'm located here in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Go ahead there, Peter. The mic is yours. Okay, it looks like Peter dropped out. Rick, are you still in there? Victor Echo 9, Romeo Golf Tango. Go ahead there, Rick. Okay, it sounds like Rick's still working on his settings. So it's back to you, Paul. Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey Hotel Oscar. Go ahead, Paul. With the Bravo Foxtrot, you cut yourself short because of the multi-mode system. Key your mic about 2 seconds before giving your call, and all the nodes should be connected, and we should be able to hear what your call is. Station with Bravo Foxtrot, please try it again. Over.
Victor Echo 5, Tango Bravo Foxtrot. And I was sure I held that mic long enough before I talked.
Victor Echo 5, Tango Bravo Foxtrot. Well, we certainly copied you that time. And apologies, it could have been just at my end. But anyway, go ahead. Welcome to, well, there was a round circle, but round table, but everybody's out doing their settings on their tablets there. So go ahead. Give us some words of wisdom. Over.
Boy, I don't know about words of wisdom. Although I've got enough years behind me, I should have a few here, Emil. No, I've just been working out around the yard here, fixing things on the boat trailer and getting my coax ready so I can shovel an antenna up on my tower and yada yada and this and the other thing. I'm just going to have to wait till the wind goes down before I climb the thing. Otherwise, guys were just queuing in to see what's going on the round table here. But sounds like everybody's trying to fix something there.
Yeah, very good, very good. Yeah, I had some fixing to do tonight as well. I have one of these kites that I'm doing a communication exercise with. I had it up about 300 feet, and all of a sudden it decided to drop into the trees, and I wasn't able to pull it out. So tonight we were able to unleash the 32-foot tail from it, but the kite is still up there about 40 feet, so... as soon as the rain stops here, we'll have to go and cut another branch, and hopefully the $200 kite will come to the ground without too much damage. Over.
Hey, it's Jim here. Yeah, I was just wondering how you're making out with that kite and that. So you do have part of it on the ground now. Hopefully the rest will come down without damage, or minimal damage at least.
No, actually, Tim, I didn't get the tail on the ground. The tail is 32 feet long, and it was wrapped around a spruce tree. Cause it's been there up a week there now. So with the difficult winds, the tail just sort of lashes around. But I did unsecure the tail, so it's dangling free. So I'm hoping after this 100 millimeters of rain that we're getting here in Halifax, that if I cut one more branch, I think it may come down a little closer to the ground. Over.
I see what you're getting at there. Have you talked with Paul, VE3IFC, or Henry, HRY there, since probably about noon? They were talking about some type of a telescopic pole of some kind. Wonder if you'd be able to get a hold of something like that. Might be helping get you that thing down.
Yeah, very good, Tim. Yeah, they direct me in the right way. Actually, I had, you're going to laugh, but I had Mutual Aid 9 streaming from the bottom of the tree in case something happened, and Paul was ready to dial the number if it did happen. So I should say it the other way around. Paul was watching me on Mutual Aid 9, and it was live stream, and then Henry was ready to dial the number if need be there. So quite a crew that we have working on this world peace expedition there. Over.
So we'll end well, and down the road a guy can look back and get a good chuckle out of it with everybody else that's been watching this and how it's been proceeding.
Yeah, very good there, Tim. Well, it certainly was a blast, and the support and all that sort of stuff is way beyond my caliber. But anyway, let's see if Rick returned. Victor Echo 9, Romeo Golf Tango. Rick, how did you make out with your settings there? The mic is yours. Okay, it sounds like Rick's still working on that. Peter, are you in there? 2 Echo 0, India Papa Uniform. Are you still by the frequency there, Peter? Over. Okay, very good. I guess, Tim, I guess everybody's out there busy, so I better get back to my Pico balloons. I got to find out where they all are, and